This is the final share tonight in Mitzvah Hashem prior to Pesach. We're going to have a little bit of an interruption because tomorrow night is Petikas Chometz, then comes Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, and Yom Tov again. So it's going to be Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to be having no share until Isul Chag in Mitzvah Hashem, which is what day of the week is it? So do you remember the Sunday night? Yeah, is that Sunday night? So we'll see you in Mitzvah Hashem again on Sunday night. Okay, so we started yesterday the topic of Mashiv Chomeid Goshem, time-related additions in Shmoyne Eser. I want to try to catch up a little bit over here. There is one underlying concept. We'll be seeing that now in a few places. Okay, we started speaking about the addition that we say from Shmini Atzeres onward of Mashiv Chomeid Goshem. The Mishnah Musaf Cotton Bates we didn't discuss yesterday. He says that really it would have made sense. Let's just see Tzitzif Cotton Base inside the first few lines because that's actually quite important. So the Shulchan Aruch says that we say the Tefillah of Mashiv Chomeid Goshem, we say it from Shmini Atzeres onward. Mishnah Musaf Cotton Base says as follows: Tefillah as Musaf it's said during Musaf. Hayoroi lehaskir leiratzos lifnei Hashem isbach miyom tov rishon shel chag. Really, it would have made sense to start saying Mashiv Chomeid Goshem from the first day of Sukkot. Shenidoinim by the we are judged that I'm moim on water. Hello, but lefisha kshomim simon klola b'chag sukkos. Since on sukkos to have rain, we don't have rain on sukkos. Him with the fancy roofs, and they're getting more and more sophisticated every year. But lemais at the end of the day, we don't have rain on sukkos. Therefore, we don't start that. It would have made sense to start davening for rain first day of sukkos. But lemais, since we don't want rain on sukkos, we have to push it off. Because it's simon klala b'chag sukkah. Shi'ef shaleisha b'sukkah. It's impossible to sit in the sukkah b'shas hageshem during rain. Ein maskirin hageshem. Therefore, we don't mention, we don't ask for rain ad avoy shiva simei shiva b'sukkah until we complete the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So therefore, we wait until we don't have to sit in the sukkah anymore. Only then we ask for kshamim. Continues the Mishnah Berurah and says, V'roi ho'yo, min al-din, it would have been appropriate, lehaskir lehaskim yad b'leil yom tov achren. It would have made sense to start asking for Geshem, Mashiv Chomeid Goshem, by Ma'ariv of Yom Tov. But we don't do that. We only start, when do we start? By Musaf. We don't start by Ma'ariv. Why do we wait until Musaf? Hedal efish mitfilas arvis ein kol on b'veis ha'kneses. Interesting. Not everybody is going to be in shul by Ma'ariv. And therefore, Nimtza, it will turn out, Zeh Maskir, one person says with Mashiv Chomeid Goshem, the one who showed up in shul. The one who didn't show up in shul, he doesn't really, he's forgot, he doesn't mention Mashiv Chomeid Goshem yet. He's going to wait for next day. And therefore, Viyaseh Agudis, it's going to be groups and groups. Some mention, some don't mention. Some do say, some don't say. We don't want to have that kind of scenario. Some ask Mashiv already, some don't. Therefore, we don't do it by Ma'ariv of Shmini Atzeres. It would have made sense to them, but we don't. Some people don't show up in shul. Therefore, wait for Musaf, that in Musaf we can for sure be 100% certain that everybody's going to be in shul. Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Yeah. Interesting. So, because people sometimes wake up late. Latecomers. Yeah, absolutely. You're right. We do take them into consideration. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay.
It's the same with the
Shofar
blowing.
Yeah, that's right.
Musaf,
that's right. Yeah.
Is it the same?
It says to some extent, yeah. To some extent, yeah. Yeah, okay, good. So, Lemaisa, good. So, Lemaisa, there's an additional point which I'm going to mention now in Siv Beis, which is explicit. Siv Beis as follows. Also, Lehaskir HaGeshem at Shiachiz Shliach Tzibu. So, there's our loch over here, which is follows. That although the time would have been, Shmini Atzeres, the time is now right and ripe to say Mashiv Chomeid Goshem. However, we don't just do it without systems. The system in place, there is a controlled management that you need to have a hachroza. And that's really, really, really important. Shulchan Aruch says, you cannot start, say, Mashiv Chomeid Goshem before there was a public announcement that now we start saying Mashiv Chomeid Goshem. We don't ask for rain until there was a public announcement. Mashiv Chomeid Goshem. When the Shliach Tzibur, or the Gabba, or the Rav, whoever it may be, proclaims Mas Shevach Medagoshem, that is a halachic requirement. It's of course very kind to remind us. It's very nice. But there's much more to it. This is a necessity. We need to be proclaiming Mas Shevach Medagoshem. And not only that, but also Lehazkir HaGeshem Ad Sheyachiz HaShliach Tzibur. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to privately daven in Shmoneh Esrei for rain and Tzimah Shevaruach Umeri Dagoshem before it was proclaimed publicly. Yeah.
When in December 4th or 5th we change from.
We'll get to that. Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to that because that's not as important as this. We'll get to that, Mitzvah. Yeah. Yes.
What happens if there's no minyan for someone to publish?
We'll get to that. That's this very Eve. Very good question. Shuchnoch asked that question. Give it one or two lines.
Thank you.
The Ramon's words that we've got is V'yesh Oimrim. The Mishmur changes that in Sefkotten Hei, and he says, so Soifa v'tzorich lema perish shekoidem. So he says, shekoidem shemaschil in Musaf, that prior to starting Musaf, Machris Hashamash, the Gabba proclaims publicly, Mas Shevaruach Umeri Dagoshem, Kedei, in order, Sheatzibu, that the minion Yazkiru Betfilason, that the whole oilim together, jointly, unitedly, will say Mas Shevaruach in the same Tfilas Musaf, Vechenoegim in the Dalis Aminik. So you have to ensure there is a proclamation, a public proclamation. Shulchanach continues and goes very much into your point, and he says as follows, Vilkach, therefore, Afi Mukhoilem, if a person is unwell, Oi Onus, or for some reason he didn't make it to shul, lo yakdim tfilosoi letfilas hatzibu, he is not allowed to daven musaf before the tfilah of the shul is davening musaf. Lefi, since she also lehazkir, you're not allowed to be maskir to ask for rain. Ad until Shoyemar Shliach Tzibur, until the Shliach Tzibur says it. So you need to have a proclamation, a public achroza. And if you are at home and you don't know if Shul has actually said it or not, you can't. You can't say Shoyemar Shliach Tzibur. You have to wait until they do it. Havlim Yoidea Shliach Tzibur, if you happen to know the Shliach Tzibur said already, it was already said publicly, Mashiach Ruach, Havol Pishul Oishama, although you didn't hear it personally, that doesn't matter. If you know that it took place, you know it was done publicly, you just didn't hear it, that's fair enough. You're allowed to say Mashuach. Mitamze, therefore, Habola Vesakhnesa, somebody who goes to Shul, Vatzibo is Chidul Ispalel, and the Tzibo started davening already. Hispalel, you can daven, Vyaskir, Af Alpi, Shul, Oishama, you should say Mashuach, although you didn't hear it personally, Mishliach Tzibo from the Shliach Tzibo. Yes, indeed, if you know for sure it was said, and so you came really, really late to Shul, and your Mamash is going, Mamash as they are in middle of Musaf already, so you can join in Tzimah Shevaruch Umeri Dagoshem on Shmini Atzeres with them, although you didn't personally hear the Mashivoch, the proclamation, because you know that it was said publicly, you can just move on with it. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. That's a really, really, that's what Shulchan Aruch said. That's a really important point. Now that's with regards to Tzimah Shevaruch Umeri Dagoshem. Now, with regards to Pesach, with regards to Moirid HaTol, what do you think about when is the right time to change? Talking about Pesach, when do we switch back to? Well, when do we stop saying Mashiach Umeri Dagoshem? What does the art scroll say? I wonder what it says. Is an art scroll chumish siddur? When do we change? Now we'll need it this week. I mean, in a few days. When do we change back, and how? Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Second day Pesach. First day Chol HaMoed. First day. So that's really interesting. Okay. So the emphasis is that the Mishnah Berurah discusses it over here. And we've got a bit of a problem. Because the intrinsic problem is that with regards to Mas Shevaruch Umeri Dagoshem, you can proclaim something that you're actually going to say it. So you say Mas Shevaruch Umeri Dagoshem, and then we know that from the next tefillah onwards, everybody's going to say it. Now, with regards to not saying it anymore, it's a little bit more sticky. Because how are you going to make a public announcement that you don't say Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem anymore? That's right. So if you have a minig that everybody says Morid Atol, then it's not, you could do exactly the same. You publicly proclaim that now Morid Atol, everybody says it. However, according to Minig Ashkenaz, Minig Arama, that we don't say Morid Atol, so what are you going to say now? You can't say, don't say Moshev Aruch Medagoshem anymore. You can't proclaim a non-saying of something. That's what Mishabur says. You can't publicly announce not to say something. Hence, we've got a bit of a problem. So, yeah. 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 It's very coded, though. That means the first time somebody hears that, he won't understand what you mean. It's coded. It's very coded. So, Lemaisa, the Mishabur goes into that, and he paskens that... that what you need to hear, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel says that the way it works is that you need to hear a public chazos hashatz in which nothing is being said. So by Musaf, when the chazan stopped saying Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem, so that was a public statement that you don't say Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem anymore. So prior to that, you're still going to say Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem. After the chazan didn't say anymore, that's considered a public statement. Therefore, by mincha would be the first tefillah that you don't say Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem anymore. The public statement was the chazos hashatz. Interesting Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Good. Okay, we continue. Seif Gimel. Im Omar Mashiv Aruach B'Yemois HaChamo. If a person said the word Mashiv Aruach in the summer, Oy, Ho Loi Omroi B'Yemois HaShomim, or he didn't say Morid Atol in the winter, Ein Machzirin Oysoi, it's no Ma'akev. V'chein Betal, Im Yizkiru B'Yemois HaShomim, if a person said with regards to Dew B'Detal, If you did say it in the winter, or you didn't mention it in the winter, you don't go back. However, now the Gemara says, and that's for the Ashkenazim, the Minik, Vonu, us, Pnei Ashkenaz, Ashkenazische Yidin, Loi Maskirin Tal, we don't say Morid Atal. Loi B'Moisachamo, Vubloi Moisachshomim, we don't ever say Morid Atal. It's not our minig, says the Rambam. Rak oimi b'mois hachamo rav lo yishia mechal kelchaim. We don't ever say Morid Atol at all. So therefore, yesh oimrim shishliach tzibur poisik melatzki b'tfilas musaf b'yom t'vrishin shal Pesach. He will normally be stopped to say by Musaf on the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach. Havol ha-kohol, the kohol, maskirin ve'enom poiskim at mincha. That's mamash the concept I would just explain now. The Mishnah Berurah says it earlier. He will continue saying it until mincha, and by mincha you're going to stop saying it. Sheshamu kvar mishliach tzibur sheposik b'tfilas hamusaf v'chein no yagin. Here may be an interesting point to discuss the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha asks a very interesting question. He says, we just said that it needs a proclamation. Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem needs a public proclamation. What happens, therefore, if you've got a shul on Shmini Atzeres who has two minyonim? Hey, vasikin, a netz minyon, and then afterwards a later minyan. And there was a shachis for the first minyan. They davened regular. Afterwards, by Musaf, they said Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem, and he was included by the Musaf. They said Mashiv Aruch, it was publicly said Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem, the Shamash said, the Gabbat said Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem, and by Musaf, of the first minyan, they said already Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem. Now, an hour later, comes the second minyan. What should they do? Do they say Mashiv Aruch Medagoshem because it was proclaimed publicly? Or not?
It doesn't help.
They didn't hear it.
They don't hear this announcement.
They didn't hear the announcement.
Well, probably. If you're at home, you can go by whichever achrozah you want, but if you're not sure, you go by the achrozah of the minyan that you're exactly.
Right. You'd go with a chaza of the meaning that you'd going to go to. Now, this svara that you say sounds to me like a very valid svara. Sounds to me like a very, very straightforward svara. That obviously, It's two minyanim, two separate units, and our achrazah for the first minyan wouldn't necessarily help for the second minyan. Interestingly, the Bialocha doesn't see it as a pshitas at all. The Bialocha is not so sure at that. He leaves it with the Tzorich Iyun, so much so that he goes into such a chumra, which to me sounds like a really interesting psak. He says, ideally, on Shmini Atzeres, don't make two minyanim, Bialocha says. That make two minyanim, because you're going to get into a shail over here. I don't know what the second minyan is going to say. Will they say Mashivu Achumit Agoshem? Or will they not say Mashivu Achumit Agoshem? He doesn't know. He said, I don't know, because there was a achoz already in that very shul. In that very place, there was already a achoz, and some Yidden said already in that shul, they said Mashivu Achumit Agoshem. It doesn't make sense that an hour later, Yidden will... Don't say Mashiach Medagoshim. He says it's better to avoid any shilas, better not to make two minyanim on Shmini Atzeres in the same place. Don't make a Netz minyan, a Vasikim minyan, and then a Leit minyan. To me, this is like a very interesting psak. Mishlebur, end of Bialocha, lo yaktim. He says, Alken nira she toiv lizo, she lo lasis min rishon beveis haknesses, piyom to vishon shel Pesach. He says, better not to do that. First day, it's better not to do that. Interesting. It sounds like an interesting psak, because normally, it's an interesting eitzah. It's a very interesting psak of the Bialocha. Very interesting psak of the Bialocha. Right. Okay. We move on. We're ready to move on for Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet passes as follows. Says as follows. Im oma merida goshem, piemois achamo. In the summer, for some reason or another, a person continues to say, mashiv ruach umerida goshem, in the summer. What happens to him? What should he do? Besides waking up, I suppose, and davening with greater kavana. Besides that, what should he do? Go back. Person says Mashiv Ruach Goshem in the summer. Machzirin oisoi, he must go back. Vechoyza leroish habrocha is to go back to the beginning of the brocha. Is to go back to the beginning of the brocha, and yeah. And if you finished reading the brocha, if you messed it up and you kept on going, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmuel Esther. Yes, a person says Mashiv Ruach Umerida Goshem, he, in the middle of the summer, he's messed it up, and he has to go back to the beginning of Shmuel Esther. And even in a place, even if you live in a place that you actually need rain in the summer, it's a place that is a really dry place and you really need a lot of rain. And in summer, you also need additional rain. You have to go back. If you ask for rain instead of you, machzir noisoy, has to go back. Very, very interesting psak. So again, if a person asks for Mashiv Ruach Umerida Goshem, in the middle of the summer, Isfila goes back. I heard once a Moedig vault about this, Rabbi Yisai. A very, very inspiring vault. Rabbi Yisai, a beautiful, inspiring vault. I didn't hear it, I saw it in Rabbi Melech Biderman's Sefer. I don't remember where I saw it, in which chelek, and I don't know in which context he said it, and I don't know whom he quotes. But the vault itself is absolutely beautiful. Rabbi Yisai, are you ready for an unbelievable vault? Rabbi Melech Biderman says as follows. He says, why is it that a person who says Mashiv Ruach Umerida Goshem in the middle of the summer, he has to go back? So the Gemara says, because it's a very inappropriate kind of tefillah. We don't want suddenly storms in the middle of the summer to have storms and rain, and we don't want that. It's not the right time of year to have rain coming down. So he said, he says, hold on a second. This person over here, who davened Mashiv Ruach Umerida Goshem in the middle of the summer, what do you think what his tefillah looked like? What kind of tefillah was that? What was his kavanah level from 1 till 10? What do you think? How much do you think? Very low, right? His tefillah was probably on a very low level. Because if you had any thought process, you wouldn't have said Mashiv Ruach Umerida Goshem in the middle of the summer. He was pretty much autopilot button and going through it, and you somehow woke up in the middle, you know, by Oyse Shalom, you suddenly woke up and I don't know, something was seriously, it was a clearly very low level of kavana. Are we agreeing on that? Nevertheless, says Melech Biderman, that we're worried that it felt like that may, well, Chazal tell us, you can't leave the tefillah like this. You have to sort it out. Machzirin oisoy. You have to go back. Don't leave the tefillah the way it is. Machzirin oisoy. Sort out that tefillah. You have to fix it. Because we don't want Chas v'Shalom to have massive storms coming down in the middle of the summer. So we said, Machzirin oisoy, this tefillah, you have to erase that tefillah. You have to go back and Machzirin oisoy. Why do you have to ask him to go with his tefillah again? This tefillah is unlikely to produce any major storms and any major changes of in nature. Because it was such a tefillah that was done with such low kavana. How can it be that such a tefillah would cause any major change in nature? How can it be? Says the Melech, good question. Good question. Says the Melech, from here we see what the tefillah of a Yid is. Even a tefillah which is done like that, autopilot, and although we don't justify it, we don't encourage it, we don't want it, but Lemaisa, a Yid who davens a tefillah, is Lemaisa, there's an unbelievable power to a person's tefillah, even a tefillah like that. Therefore we say, you know what, we don't want any storms, any massive hurricanes taking place now in the middle of the summer. Go back, Machzir and sort out that tefillah sooner rather than later. And therefore, that's the koch of a tefillah of a Yid.
Machzir. Where are we worried about the tefillah of Ovid Rachim?
I don't know. What's that? What are you referring to?
Somewhere we're worried about tefillah of Ovid Rachim.
Not sure. Okay, yeah.
The Mishnah says that that's not really a tefillah, that's more of a Zeich of Alma.
Yeah.
Once you get into, you know, really tall, then that's already a tefillah, but this is just...
Probably, but nevertheless, you're right. Kol ze achnis, it's all true. But nevertheless, there is something of it. Yid just uttering words of tefillah, there's an unbelievable power in it. To me, this is very inspiring. I think that's, wow. It's takim machzir no, even such a tefillah, chachomim were, you know, that you have to sort of that tefillah. Even a tefillah like that has a power. Yeah. Okay, good. Of course, it's not contradicting this poskim who ask, why is it not Chalav HaTol and the Bialoch Levi, so how can you continue davening if you had no kavana? All this question, it's all true, it's not a stira. The man said there is a power to such a, there is a power to it.
Okay.
Good, so then you just go back.
So I'm saying, even if you say...
Yeah. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmuel Eser. If it's before the bracha, you just go back to Atta Gibor.
Okay, so you have to say the whole...
Yeah, you'd have to go back, yeah. Yeah. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if a person says, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chof says, what happens if when you said, Bocha to Hashem? You said, Mashvech Omeda Goshem, and then afterwards you said, Bocha to Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's very interesting. So a person is already up to here, Bocha to Hashem Mechaya Mesim, and he's messed it up earlier. So Mishnah Berurah says that if a person said Bocha to Hashem, you should actually say Mishnah Berurah sentence of Kotn Chof. You should say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then you go back. Interesting psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Yes. Yeah, so this is referring to, I should have maybe emphasized that, if I thought I did. Himam Mashiv Ruach, it means, as Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud says, Rosh Hashanah Mashiv Ruach Levad Veloy Hizki Geshem. He just said the word Mashiv Ruach and he didn't say, Merida Goshem. Then, and Machzir Noisoy. Yeah, okay. Good, I want to point out over the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot yeah, okay, I think we'll leave this out. Okay, Peseda, good. Okay, let's just recap what we covered tonight. We learned about the concept of Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem. We spoke about why is it that we only request it at the end of Shmini Atzeres. And we also spoke about the fact that it's really, really critical to have a Achrozah. He needs a public announcement. It needs to precede a public announcement, whether it's before Musaf or after Musaf, whatever it is, but you need to have a public announcement, and you cannot start asking Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem before this public announcement. We learned that a person who is in Chole or Onus, he didn't go to Shul, he should wait and ensure that Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGoshem was proclaimed in Shul, only then he should say it privately. If a person didn't actually hear it, but he knows it was said already, then he can say it. We learned about Murid Atol, and we also finally learned about somebody who does say Mashiv Ruach Medagoshim in the summer. He has to go back to the beginning of the bracha, and if he's moved on already, he's continued Shemoneh Esrei, deep into Shemoneh Esrei, then the halacha is he will have to say Mashiv. He will have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Machzir and Oyse is to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei if he said Mashiv Ruach Medagoshim in the summer. Right, okay, so we're up to Siv Hei. We'll have now a little bit of a break, and we shall continue Mitzvah after Yom Tov. May I just finish off wishing you a Mamash a Kosher on Pesach, Lichtig in Yom Tov, and we should be Zeuchet, we eat Min HaZvachim, Min HaPsachim, Mitzvah this year, and we should have Mamash a Lichtig Yom Tov, we should fulfill all these beautiful Mitzvahs, whether it's the wine, the matzahs, the kezesim, and of course more than anything else, if we get to Levincha, should fulfill it in its best hidurim, in the most possible, the most inspiring way, in the most beautiful way. And mustn't forget to just enjoy the Yom Tov, the beauty of the Yom Tov. Mustn't forget to enjoy the beauty of these beautiful days. I wish a good Yom Tov to you and your families. Yom Tov.